First of all, I love the imagery that the name Rainwolf actually creates. With a name like that, it's like your music is just this regal beast that takes you by surprise and then makes you a part of the pack.
Well, that's the thing. There's no doubt that everybody that shows up to the show is a part of the band. It's always been one of those things, and we love that, you know?
How would you define Rainwolf?
Oh, man. I would probably just say that, like I just said, it's kind of everybody. It's like the energy that the crowd brings. We use that and put it right back to them. And I kind of think that every night is different because the energy is different, you know? And it's like everywhere you go feels different, so you're going to play different. And that's kind of why I really like it, because you never know what you're going to get. And that keeps it really exciting for all of us.
Well, you're so alive when you're performing. I mean, I saw that Twitter post from Chicago.
Chicago was a real amazing one this time, because we blew the power within the first few songs.
Really?
And yeah, and to keep the show going, the lights and everything went out. The room went like pitch black. And next thing you know, I dragged my amp to the bar, and we basically plugged in right to the bar, and the whole crowd was just sitting there going, what's going on?
Oh my God.
And yeah, and it was a really special night, because again, it didn't go as planned, and I think that always keeping it special is a big part of what we do, you know?
Would you say that is your most favorite moment that's happened at a show, or do you have another unforgettable moment?
Oh, there's so many, you know. Whether you believe in haunted places or not, but I'll never forget, we played at Prince's old venue in Minneapolis, and the very first song was Electric Love, and I was playing the kick drum, and the actual kick drum pedal, which it basically is something you wouldn't break, and it absolutely snapped right in half. Like, the whole pedal was in pieces, and it honestly was the first song. So I picked up the kick drum and I showed everybody, like, how's this possible? And then no joke, two songs later my amp started unplugging themselves. And I would say that was probably one of those nights that we'll never forget, because also the drummer got shocked, and he's about 6'7", and he hit the ground. And when you see a guy that's about 6'7", hit the ground right in front of you, it's unbelievable. So, yeah,
wow.
I don't know. I would say the thing about our shows is we don't even know what's coming next, and that feels right, you know?
The unpredictability.
Yeah, it feels good.
Exactly. And with a title like Hear Me Out for your debut album, who are you trying to reach with that message?
It's as simple as this. The band and I were talking about naming the record, and I kept on trying to sell my idea by saying, hear me out, hear me out, with then following a name that was really brutal. And then finally, it was either SJ or Joseph said, well, you keep saying that, so maybe that's it. And we just ran with it, you know? It was really not overthought. It was one of those within the first couple times of saying it, it just became.
Well, it's very appropriate, because
thank
of
you.
How long it took for the album to come to be in the first place. It's like, listen,
yeah.
I know you've been waiting, now just hear me out. It's worth it.
Thank you. Yeah, well, absolutely. It just, once we decided, it was just a no-brainer. That was it, and let's stop thinking about it and push on. And it yeah, it feels good. The reaction so far has been absolutely incredible, and honestly, just getting on stage every night and playing these new songs, back to being on the edge again, even for us, it's like they're so fresh to us, and it's like just sharing that moment with people is just, it's been amazing.
If you're willing to share, because I was a little bit curious when you said that some of the other names for the album were just not landing with your bandmates.
Yeah.
Would you be willing to share some of those names?
I'm trying to think of, there was a lyric in another song that doesn't happen to be on this record, that was, it's Silver Bullet Boomerang, and it was actually our management's favorite song, and you know, it'll probably come out on it at another time. But yeah, that was going to be Silver Bullet Boomerang was going to be one of the names, and truthfully, it just didn't feel like it was the one. So
it was a strong contender, but
absolutely. And you want to know what? That one just didn't feel like it was on this album when we listened back. So I'm sure our fans will hear it at some point, but at this moment, there you go.
Silver Bullet Boomerang. I like it. It does kind of roll off the tongue a little bit. What I picture is that, you know, the Stephen King books, Silver Bullet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep,
I can't help but think of like a parody of that because it's like Silver Bullet Boomerang.
It's funny you say Stephen King because we were in New York today and I was telling the band about when I was in New York and I actually ran into Stephen King on the street.
No.
And was kind of like, that's a real New York moment, you know?
Oh, yeah. What did you say? Did you say anything?
I was just kind of like, hi. I didn't really say too much. I just knew who it was.
Like, I'm a big fan. Hi. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That was the energetic and undeniably talented Jordan Cook of Rainwolf while on the road to Toronto as a part of the intimate seven-city tour for his debut album, Hear Me Out. For 96.9 Radio Humber, I'm Heather Williams.